So, welcome to our first Anchored podcast. This is Melencio Lomo Jr. And the title for today is Abound in Hope. And we will be digging in Paul's prayer to God for the believers in Rome as we read it and find it in Romans 15, 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. So before we dig in, let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today that you've given us opportunity to study your word. I pray that whoever listens to this episode, that you would prepare their hearts and they will encounter you as we study the prayer of Paul, as we see in the book of Romans. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So let's dig in. So may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. So this is one of my favorite verse in the Bible. I've got a lot, no? It gives me a clear picture on how to strive in a daily basis, especially when dull days come. Those moments when you don't think anything of you do is going anywhere. It reminds me of who God is and His characters. In this verse, He is a God of hope, as we read. And a little background, this is Paul's prayer to God for the believers in Rome. It picks up from his plea to the leaders in this community to help those who are new in the faith. Verse 1 in Romans 15, we who are strong have an obligation to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Selfless, Christ-like love that seeks the good of others and not the worldly desires one can accumulate. And it also exhorts the promises of God in scriptures as the way to endure the temporary pains of this life. The word of God is our way to obtain hope. Let me put it this way, as we get the main point of the verse. So may the God of hope fill you. Then let's pick up in the reason. May the God of hope fill you so that you may abound in hope. That's the main point. God wants us to have Him to the fullest. He is what we all need, and He is all that we need. We are waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. Titus 2:13. We are waiting for a person. We are hoping for a person, and that is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the hope of every tribes, tongues, and nations. Romans 15:8-9. For I tell you that Christ became a servant to the circumcised to show God's truthfulness in order to confirm the promises given to the patriarchs, and in order that the Gentiles, the non-Jews, might glorify God for His mercy, as it is written, therefore I will praise you among the Gentiles and sing to your name. Therefore, hope in the one who gave Himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness. Titus 2:14.